If you've got questions about public media funding, we've got answers. Our quick guide explains what's at stake for WSHU, what we know so far, and how you can help. It's all in one place. Just visit WSHU.org. This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udana. A Connecticut farmer goes to Washington.
He is hoping that by putting, you know, a face to the story and to that policy, that shows the need, that these farmers need this money.
That's Lisa Hagen, the Connecticut Mirror's federal policy reporter. She follows the second trip a Connecticut farmer recently made to Washington to secure emergency federal funding promised to small farms affected by natural disasters. More to come after this.
From Greenwich to Groton, Massapequa to Montauk, and everywhere in between, the WSHU podcast After All Things has got you covered with news and culture from Connecticut and Long Island in less than 15 minutes. Hosted by me, Sabrina Garone. So from Fire Island to Fairfield and West Hampton to Westport, listen to After All Things weeknights wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Lisa. You tell us about Willie Delacamera. He's a Northwood, Connecticut farmer who first got media attention when he rode his farm tractor all the way to Washington, D.C. last year. That's a fascinating story. But why did he have to go back again this time?
Yeah, Willie Delacamera, he and other farmers in Connecticut and just generally around the New England region have been waiting on disaster and ag farm relief for some months now. And so I had written about this federal block grant that got passed in a major, major bill to basically fund the government at the end of December. And so I was just curious to follow up on it. I hadn't seen that the farm aid had gone out yet. States like Connecticut are still negotiating it. And so I just kind of happened to reach out to Willie about a week or so ago, and I wanted to come see him on his farm, get a sense of where things stood. And then within a matter of days, he was in D.C., and he was kind of coming to watch the agriculture secretary and lawmakers talk about this farm relief and just USDA writ large.
So what was his experience like?
It was something that I don't think he even quite expected. There was a pair of hearings that the agriculture secretary, Brooke Rollins, was going to testify at. The public can go in to any of these hearings. They can sit down. They can listen to this testimony. And so he did that. He was able to go for 2 days that she was testifying. And when she wrapped up, he went over to the door to meet her. And she took the time to hear him out. They talked about it, the farm aid that needed to come down still. And, you know, he was pretty pleasantly surprised, he told me. He got numbers of the staff, and within 2 days, I mean, she knew his name, his story, and had invited him to a press conference. And so, you know, he and others are just, again, still waiting for this aid to come out.
But he wasn't expecting the reception that he got, considering that the Trump administration has been pushing for cuts to all sorts of federal agencies. And there was no guarantee that this money was going to go out, even right up to the end. I remember speaking with Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, who was pushing for this, and the money comes directly to the farmers in the Northeast. The small farmers in the Northeast is a very unique system, and it's the first time this has ever happened. And we had a new administration coming in, and the whole feeling at that time was, is this really going to happen? And here we are now. And it seems as if Delacamera came away feeling a little bit optimistic that it might happen. What exactly is the situation right now?
Exactly. There was really no expectation for him going into this. He didn't know if the block grant was going to come up at the hearings, if Secretary Rollins would stop and talk with him. And so there was a Senate hearing and a House hearing. It had come up at the Senate one, and it was a bit unclear where that funding stood, because they were talking about much larger pots of disaster money. And so that was kind of the focus. But when it was the House hearing where Congresswoman DeLauro, who again helped set up this block grant money, she was very specifically talking about that $220 million for New England and small farms. And so basically she wanted to get her on the record of committing to that funding. So what I came out of those hearings hearing was there is still a commitment that money will flow. They had given an end of May deadline, but it's still a bit vague. It was unclear if whether that meant states like Connecticut and their ag department would finalize agreements about that funding, if they meant that that money would actually flow at that time. So, you know, they're skeptical exactly of what that end of May deadline looks like, but at least they felt like they got that commitment that that money is still intended, as Congress appropriated, to flow, and farmers will eventually get that. It's just unclear of exactly when.
In the meantime, Dalla Camera and other farmers in his position have all these bills to pay. So what are they being advised to do, and what are they doing?
Well, exactly. And, you know, as I was watching Dalla Camera tell Secretary Rollins the first time he met her, he was saying that he was getting creditors calling all the time. She advised him, you know, to tell him that that $220 million was coming. But I imagine for people who are on the hook for all those bills and the people wanting to get paid, you know, just hearing words of this federal money will come is not enough. And so it's definitely a tough position. You know, he owes hundreds of thousands of dollars. He wants to be able to just be able to pay these bills off. And again, they don't know when this money is coming. And so I think in the coming months, it's going to put a lot of farmers in Connecticut and the region in a really tough position of how to move forward. And, you know, this disaster money will come out at some point. But Dalla Camera also told me he relies on this local farm assistance program where he gets money from the federal government and gives local food to food banks. And that money will actually stop in October. That is money that has been terminated by the Trump administration.
So it's not a good position to be in, to be a small farmer in Connecticut right now.
It's hard. And, you know, that was a program that was mutually beneficial for everyone. It was for the people receiving that food, being able to eat local healthy food. It was dedicated, you know, income for the farmers and producers, and, you know, ways that the schools and food banks were involved. And so losing that revenue stream, that's really tough. And on top of it, all these farmers who suffered extreme weather that basically damaged their farms in 2023 and 2024 are still waiting on this disaster relief.
Okay. Bottom line, it was worth it for him to go to Washington?
I think so. Again, he was not expecting to get as much FaceTime as he did. Congresswoman DeLauro gave him a lengthy shout out that's now in the congressional record at these hearings. And so he is hoping that by putting, you know, a face to the story and to that policy, that shows the need, that these farmers need this money.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebong Udama, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.